second.
Oh, hey. I didn't know you were coming over. He isn't here right now, actually. He just left, like, 20 minutes ago. Sorry. You can text him. I don't know how long he'll be gone. You can wait here if you want. You'll have the house to yourself, so just make yourself at home, I guess. No, I'm heading out. Just a little errand. Not really sure when I'll be back. Probably after my brother, though. Can you pass me those matches right there? Thanks. What kind of errand? If I told you, you'd think I'm crazy. The matches are not for starting a fire. I'm not an arsonist, jeez. If I tell you, you have to promise not to laugh, okay? The matches are actually for this. Sage. If you burn sage, it releases negative ions. People have burned sage for centuries. It's sort of a spiritual ritual used to cleanse a person or space. I'm going ghost hunting. Hey, you said you wouldn't laugh. I was in the library the other day, and I found this book about ghosts in our town. I actually have it here with me. Here. There's this abandoned cabin a couple miles out, and supposedly, according to the book, there's a ghost there. This page here. In 1964, 9-year-old girl, name undisclosed, falls out the window of the upstairs bedroom. And now she haunts the place. I don't know if I believe it. That's kind of why I'm going. The sage is just in case she's dangerous. But how dangerous can a 9-year-old girl be, right? Not all spirits are evil. Didn't you ever watch Casper the Friendly Ghost? You should come with me. Sure. I mean, why not? I could use an extra hand. Or at the very least, a witness for when I get killed. I'm joking, I'm not gonna die. That's why I brought the sage. So, you coming? Grab one of my brother's jackets. It's cold out. So, do you believe in ghosts? Okay, that's fair. My grandma claims she saw a ghost once. My mom was only 3 or 4 at the time, and it was the middle of the night, and my grandma said she saw this little girl walking down the hall in an old nightgown. A nightgown she'd never seen before. And then the girl vanished around the corner, and that was that. I want to believe her, but she's sort of known for having a wild imagination, so. Well, this is it. Looks haunted. I don't think anyone's been here in a long time. Kind of seems like it's gonna collapse at any given moment. Cold in here. Yeah, I smell that too. That's a lot of mold. Here, hold my flashlight for a sec. Shine it on my backpack. Thanks. I'm just looking for... Here it is. I saw on TV that sprinkling salt around keeps evil spirits away. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but I believe everything I see on TV, so... Flashlight? Thank you. You hold the salt. Just be ready to use it in case anything bad happens. Never in my life did I think salt could be used as a weapon. Look at that. There's a fridge in here. How much you want to bet a body is stuffed inside? If there isn't a ghost lurking around in here, surely there's at least a serial killer. This place smells awful. You breathing okay? I'm hanging in there. Starting to feel a little bad about making you come here with me, though. I know I didn't make you, but, you know, you didn't have to. I guess the stench and dust bunnies kind of made me realize that this isn't really fun for most people. Yeah, this is fun for me. It's not so much the stench and dust bunnies. It's more the danger. I like putting myself in risky situations and then coming out of it being able to say I did it. I guess I like the rush. Are you having fun? I won't blame you if you want to go wait in the car. Well, good. Did you cut your hair? Looks different. A good different. I mean, it looked good before. What do you suppose all these papers are? Looks like old mail. Random scrap paper. A couple pages torn out from books. Hey, whoa, look at this. It's a children's book. Some kind of sing-along book, I guess. Ring Around the Rosie. See? Creepy. Wait a minute, there's something else. Something wedged between the floorboards. I don't know, it's... definitely paper. It's an old newspaper clipping. Check the date. 1964. 9-year-old girl trips and falls out window, breaking her neck. Holy crap. So that actually happened. You think it was an accident? I don't know, it's just... How do you accidentally fall out a window? That sounded like... like a window breaking. You don't think... Hello? Is anyone up there? We have to go check it out. Come on, please. It's not crazy, it's why I came here. I have to know. Otherwise, I'm gonna spend the rest of my life wondering. Wouldn't it be so cool to go back to my house and be able to tell my brother that we met a ghost? Of course, we're gonna make it back to my house. Come on. I don't wanna go up there alone. please? Thank you. I owe you one. I'll go first. Follow close. This whole place is rotting from the inside out. What? No, I didn't hear anything. Let's keep going, come on. Holy. There's glass everywhere. Be careful. Hello? Is anyone up here? Something broke the window. Come over here. That's a surprisingly far drop. And if you hit the deck on the way down, I can't imagine. Hey, stop it. That's not funny. You tried to push. Wait, what is that? On the floor over there. It looks like it's a skeleton. Some kind of animal skeleton. No way. Look in the far left corner. I don't want to shine the light on it. It might freak it out. See? It's an owl. The skeleton, it's a, what are those called? A pellet. Owl vomit. You know, because they spit out the undigestible parts of their food. The owl must have flown into the window. Poor thing. I wonder if it's injured at all. It's beautiful, isn't it? I've never seen one up close before. Well, I feel really stupid now. I mean, I actually thought that maybe... Yeah, that maybe I'd see a ghost. No, I'm not disappointed. Well, maybe a little. Mostly relieved, though. Okay, let's get out of here. Mission not entirely a success, but at least I got the adrenaline rush I was hoping for. Come on. Too bad the sage never came in handy. But I guess that's a good thing. You know, it was really cool of you to come here with me. I don't think I could have mustered up the courage to go upstairs without you. You didn't have to push me so hard, though. Into the window? You didn't have to push me so hard. I could have actually fallen. If my brother isn't home when we get back, we should watch a movie or something. There's that new show on Netflix, Squid Game, that everyone's talking about. I kind of want to see it. I just hope it doesn't get so overhyped to the point that everyone suddenly decides they hate it. Hey, you coming? Catch up, Slowpoke. You okay?